Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 28 of our Healing from the Inside Out Club Challenge. I hope that you've been with us this whole time and you have now really started to make reading the scriptures every day a habit. Not only that, that you're eating healthier, exercising more, and just really overall feeling better. This is a year-long process, but we're on day 28 of our 30-day challenge where we'll be handing out the prizes soon because it's already in February. Can you believe it? This year just seems like it goes by faster and faster, but here we are. And today we're going to cover Proverbs 28. And again, as always, share your comments and something you've learned in the comments below. I'm going to leave plenty of good material here for you to sift through and from and just put something that you can apply to your life today, because, well, that's why we read this, so we can actually apply it to our own life. So without further ado, let's get started in Proverbs 28. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Because of the transgression of a land, many are its princes, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, right will be prolonged. A poor man who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain which leaves no food. But those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoever keeps the law is a discerning son, but a companion of gluttons shames his father. One who increases his possessions by usury and extortion gathers it for him who will pity the poor. One who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he himself will fall into his own pit, but the blameless will inherit good. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding searches him out. When the righteous rejoice, there is a great glory, but when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. He who covers his sin will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. Happy is the man who is always reverent, but he who hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Like a roaring lion and a charging bear is a wicked ruler over poor people. A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness will prolong his days. A man burdened with bloodshed will flee into a pit. Let no one help him. Whoever walks blamelessly will be saved, but he who is perverse in his ways will suddenly fall. He who tills his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows frivolity will have poverty enough. A faithful man will abound with his blessings, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, because for a piece of bread, a man will transgress. A man with an evil eye hastens after riches and does not consider that poverty will come upon him. He who rebukes a man will find more favor afterwards than he who flatters with the tongue. Whoever robs his father or his mother and says, "It is no transgression," the same is companion to a destroyer. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoever walks wisely will be delivered. He who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many curses. When the wicked arise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. All right, that is Proverbs chapter 28. I hope you learned something from there. I think there's lots of great little nuggets here. And it's like every single verse is going to provide something. A man who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain which leaves no food. Have you seen a driving rain destroy everything in its path? It's not a pretty sight. And that's the same as a poor man who's going to oppress someone else who's also poor. it seems very contradictory. Why would you, if you've experienced that, want to do that to someone else? But unfortunately, some people do. And the Bible tells us again and again to not turn away from the poor, but to give and to give and to give. And the church should, it helps people. And as we tie to the church can help more people, or we can go and help people directly ourselves, whichever way God leads us to help. But there's always someone out there who is going to need help. And we should never grow weary in helping those in need, because we never know when that person will be us. We never know what God has in store for us or what He's going to use to teach us. And sometimes those are trials and tribulations. It's not just roses and mountaintops. Sometimes there's hard times in the valley that God uses to grow us in strength and mercy towards others, and to transform us into being more Christ-like, because Christ didn't live an easy life. But it wasn't all hardships either. And it's for us to continually try to be transformed by the Word so that we can glorify God in everything we do. Because that, my friends, is your purpose as a Christian, is to glorify God and teach others about how good He is all the time. Because all the time, God is good. And God is good all the time. Let us close today in prayer. And again, share your nuggets of wisdom in the comments below. Father God, Lord, we just thank You and praise You that Your ways are right, Lord, and that You can decipher people's intentions, Lord, not just the outcome, but what they're actually trying to do, Lord, and that You judge the heart. And because You can judge the heart and the mind, and You alone have this power, You can determine what is right and what is wrong more than we can, Lord, because something that seems right in our own eyes may not be, and something that seems wrong may not be wrong, Lord. And we just thank You and praise You and ask that You let us to see others through the lens that You see them, Lord, that You let us see circumstances through the lens that You see it. Lord, guide and direct our path as we go forward. We thank You and praise You for all that You do, Lord. Give us a heart to help the poor and to not turn our eyes from them when they are in need, Lord, and make sure that they don't turn their eyes when we are the ones in need, Lord, and that You may be glorified in all that we do. We thank You and praise You for all that You are. In Jesus' holy name, amen. All right, my friends, stay strong, keep praising God, and keep making progress every day, because remember, the goal is to have good habits, not just to reach an end. And those, my friends, will stay with you forever. Thank you, and I'll see you tomorrow.